The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As we're talking this morning about school returning in the fall, a lot of questions, a lot of decisions to be made. School board chairman Linda Levinas-Wells talking with us a few minutes ago. Jonathan Butcher with the Heritage Foundation talking about an opinion piece he wrote this week, Living in Fear, an Unacceptable Risk for School Children. And he talks about we got to get the kids back in school, but we got to be safe. A USA Today poll this week indicating that about half of the parents say that unless there's a vaccine before school starts, they're not certain that they want their kid going back to school. And I think you and I both know we're probably not going to have a vaccine by August, September. And one of the big questions, of course, is the extracurricular activities. As people start looking to the fall and thinking about football. Yesterday, the Clemson athletic director sent out a letter to the Clemson football family. That's the big question on everyone's mind. Will there be football in the fall? Joining us on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. How are you? I'm doing great.
I am doing well. As well. A lot of questions, Lieutenant Governor, and I know you guys with Accelerate SC and the various committees and all that you and the governor are working on trying to get our state reopened. Let's talk for a minute about schools in particular because, a lot of parents are getting anxious, wanting to know what are we going to do in the fall? What conversations have you guys been having and what can you share with us as far as the plan for school in the fall?
Well, Superintendent Spearman, they've been working with superintendents from around the state to figure out how that could look. How do we keep distancing around? It really is important in a state like South Carolina that has a lot of rural areas to get these kids back in the classroom. Molly Spearman had shared with the Accelerate SC committee that since we've gone to virtual learning, about 6% of children have not been heard from by their teachers. That's a big number. Yeah. Definitely worrying about the addition to that, to the summer slide that teachers are already used to. Where will they be when they come back into the classroom? So we are working really hard to get them back into the classroom. We feel that probably the best type of learning that we can for so many that are out in areas that don't have broadband.
Right. One of the things, and in talking with our school board chairman here in Greenville, Linda Levinas-Wells, a few minutes ago, one of the things is just getting the kids to school. And in those areas that you're just talking about, a large percentage of them rely on the bus transportation. And how do you social distance on a bus?
Exactly. Those were some of the questions that Molly brought up. That's why she has Accelerate Ed, which is doing kind of what Accelerate SC did, is looking for funding, where are resources, how do we move things around, how do we get kids safely to school. I know it's been being talked about as kind of staggering school days so that you're only, you're kind of getting kids around at different times. We're looking at every possibility. Nothing's off the table and everything's on the table.
Right. Talk with us a bit about, there are just a few businesses that are left on the non-essential business list. Now, when do you guys meet again and at what point will the governor possibly let these other, like entertainment venues, recreational and athletic facilities and all, when do you think they'll get the go-ahead to reopen?
So today is the final Accelerate SC committee meeting. the report will be turned over to the governor, the official reports and guidelines that all came out of Accelerate SC. You know, he charged that that committee would be a 30-day standing task force. No need to add bigger government, right? This is strictly a task force. So that's what we're working on now, just like we did with all the other venues. You know, we have the Country Music Festival that happens in Myrtle Beach. The president of that puts that on, he's giving input. We are looking to, you know, like Carowinds. Carowinds gave their input on when they would be ready to open up those large venues. So we'll see something coming out of that very shortly. And then a lot of it is going to be up to schools and, you know, the collegiate associations. I know everybody is worried about Clemson football. A lot of those guidelines and requirements and direction really will come from there. We had NASCAR started back in South Carolina. It was the first race. And, you know, the governor has reached out and have told teams, we have great stadiums all around our state, and feel free to come here and practice if your state won't let your team practice. I know Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has said the same thing. We really are looking to stand up and try to get things opened as safely as possible. But also we know how much we love our football, and, you know, we want to do that, but we want to be safe about it too.
Sure. And, of course, there's the big question that was raised this week. President Trump pretty much put a deadline, a hard deadline, on whether or not we have the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, asking Governor Roy Cooper to let us know if we can come to his city in August. Any inside information you can share with us on the convention?
Well, you know, I know we would love to have it here in South Carolina, that's for sure. I feel bad for the businesses in North Carolina. Can you imagine the revenue being lost by the RNC moving that convention to a different venue? They're already behind us. I know their Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest is a good friend. Hopefully he'll be their next governor. And I know he's very worried. You know, he's very worried how slow they're opening up. And now to lose a big money driver like that for his state has him really concerned. So I'm glad. I would expect that the RNC will come with their plan of keeping people safe during that event, and then the governor of North Carolina is going to have to make a decision. So, you know, I guess it's right now it's a standstill, right? He's pushing for information, and once they get it for him, wouldn't it be nice to just drive to the convention, right? Not have to go all too far, have right here in the great state of South Carolina.
Oh, I know. Yes. It's going to be interesting for sure. I mean, and again, a lot of these decisions being made with information, with data that is changing from day to day, week to week. So, it's tough. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always good to check in with you. Thanks for your time this morning, and we'll do it again next week.
That sounds great, Joey. Be safe. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.